teacher unions and some state lawmakers opposed to the New Mexico Public Education Department's teacher evaluation system are asking the State Court of Appeals to reconsider its contention that the program is invalid because it violates state laws. The Albuquerque Journal reports the request comes after a state district court judge last month refused to block Governor Susana Martinez's administration from continuing to implement a new system for evaluating teachers. The coalition's point of contention centers on state laws that require school principals to conduct the evaluations. The governor's plan allows other teachers to do them. A Rio Rancho state senator has pre-filed a bill to prevent school dropouts by tying school attendance to driving privileges. Republican Craig Brandt says his legislation establishes a system to identify those at risk of dropping out.
There have been a few states that have done this. Most states have something tying dropouts to driver's licenses and tying school attendance. Driver's license.
Brandt says most states have some mechanism tying school attendance to driver licenses. Brandt is a former Rio Rancho school board member and says a similar program in Rio Rancho has contributed to growth in its graduation rate. New Mexico is among several states that'll share $11 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to improve the quality of school meals. The funding will help schools purchase needed equipment to make preparing and serving healthier meals easier and more efficient. In addition to New Mexico, 13 states, as well as the District of Columbia and Guam, were selected to receive grants based on participation in the National School Lunch Program. Federal officials say the states will competitively award the funds to school districts to purchase equipment. Priority will be given to districts serving a high percentage of low-income children. Later today in Portales, Roosevelt County commissioners will meet to hire a new county clerk and a clerk's deputy. This after Friday's resignation of County Clerk Donna Carpenter and her deputy Janet Collins, who say they stepped down after the Supreme Court ruling that said it's unconstitutional to bar same-sex couples from getting marriage licenses. Carpenter and Collins told officials in the county bordering Texas that they would rather quit than be associated with the court ruling. The clerk's office is closed until the replacements are named. A University of New Mexico Health Extension rural officer in northern New Mexico is this year's Conalma Health Foundation's Hero of Health Award winner. Juliana Anastazov serves the north central region of the state. Anastazov's accomplishments including implementing a program called Mental Health First Aid that has its roots in Australia.
And I heard about this program at the National Rural Mental Health Conference, and I thought, oh my goodness, that would be such a wonderful match for New Mexico. I live in a rural, unincorporated community in the north where the nearest mental health services are, can be up to an hour drive away.
As part of the Hero Honor, Conalma is donating $1,000 to the New Mexico Acequia Association on behalf of Anastazov. The Navajo Nation and Burlington Northern Santa Fe have agreed to have the Thoreau Industrial Park Railhead operational by June of 2015. The Farmington Daily Times reports that the railhead could link a proposed freight railroad that would end in Farmington to the transcontinental rail that spans most of the country. The railhead would also sit on about 300 acres of Navajo Nation land. Santa Fe weather, mostly sunny today, the high near 38. It'll be clear tonight with a low around 20. Tomorrow sunny, the high near 42. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR First News.